Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we are going to spend some time talking about Foundation Bingo. We come on a couple times every year and talk about this, and it's just really a great thing. We want to announce it and tell people about it. My very special guest on the program is Jenny Valliere, who is our Haywood County Schools Foundation Director, and as I've said before, does many other things because we're a small school system. She works with arts education and works on trying to facilitate the county community.
That's
herding cats in a most positive way if you're a county community member. But welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we're here to talk about Foundation Bingo, and this has turned into, you know, a great long-term fun tradition. So just tell us a little history about Foundation Bingo.
It's funny because I get phone calls from the community asking when our bingos are going to be held now, because it's been such a long-standing fun event that the community wants to attend. And this is our 11th year. In our ninth year, the foundation board decided that the bingo was so positive and so well attended that we were going to try to do two,
mm-hmm.
a spring and a fall.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still on track to do spring and fall again for 2017, and we're excited. It's a fun night, and it's fun for everybody if the prizes and the winnings are spread out. But if you're like my family who comes every year and none of them ever have won anything, and they say it's rigged, but it's really not rigged.
It just doesn't work out sometimes. Won some stuff 5 or 6 years ago. Let me tell you how fun it is, folks. I've only missed one bingo, and that was one year I was having kidney stones,
mm-hmm.
and I still went by and waved at everyone.
Just to make sure you didn't want to play.
And talked to them for about 30 minutes, mm-hmm. and then I went on home and writhed in pain.
Yeah.
But anyway, so 11 years. Let's talk about the dates and locations and everything for this year so people can get it down.
Okay, well, our spring bingo, which is coming up in the next few weeks, is on April the 22nd. That's a Saturday, and it's at 6 o'clock at the Canton Armory.
Right, and the way that you can put that in your head is if you're a school system person or follow is it's not long after spring break.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we come back from spring break, and then there's a week, and then, you know, that's Saturday after that, then we have the spring bingo. And the highlight of the night, other than just getting to see friends and talk to them, and you know, people sit by school and they sit by civic club and they sit by business,
whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a really good time. But the highlight is really doing the games.
It is.
For me. So talk to us a little bit about the bingo games that are called and played.
Well, we're fortunate to have Bob Childs, who's a math teacher at Waynesville Middle School, who loves to call the bingo games now. And we've had several other people in the past who've done phenomenal jobs, but Bob now, with him being an employee, just works out great that he calls the games for us.
And he's a former he's still a meteorologist by training, but he's a former weatherman,
mm-hmm.
for local television.
And the Weather Channel.
And the Weather Channel. So he's really good with large crowds,
right.
and people.
Yes. So he doesn't get nervous.
No.
And that's good.
No.
But our games, we have regular games, usually 1 through 4. 6 through 9, those are our regular games where you have the vertical, horizontal, or diagonal win. And then our special games, which are 5, 10, 15, and 20, usually go as number 5 is you get the letter T for Tuscola. Game 10, you get the letter P, which is really hard to do for Pisgah.
Uh-huh.
And then 15, it's 4 corners, I believe, or an X. I can't remember now. It's either 4 corners or an X. And then game 20 is our coverall,
right?
Which is the big game.
And if you do the coverall in like 52 calls or some number like that.
I think it's
like
54
that.
Calls. Within, yeah. within 54 calls.
Then you get big money.
Then that's a big prize. We've never had anyone do that. Right. So.
And then if it's more than that, you still get a nice prize.
Right.
And that's a lead into the next thing we want to talk about, which is, you know, what are some of those prizes?
We have every game, every regular game will have a value of at least $120. And that is usually gift cards, gift certificates from different businesses in the community, restaurant gift cards, and we put them all together to equal a prize package of $120. And then our special games usually have a prize value of $150 to $200 in the same kinds of things. We do give all athletic passes for Pisgah and Tuscola on their respective games, which is a big prize and a big prize value of about $150 itself. And then our last game you mentioned before is the coverall. And if you get your board covered within 54 calls, then you win $1,000. If you don't, and it goes to the 55th call, then you get $300. So it's still, and usually we do that in cash, but occasionally we'll have prize packages that value $300.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so, it's just a fun night, folks. Mm-hmm. You got it. If you've ever done it, you'll probably come back. And if you haven't done it, you need to try it one time.
Right.
It's just a good, fun evening over at the Canton Armory, on April the 22nd at 6. So we couldn't do this and raise money to really help schools without our sponsors.
Right.
So brag on our sponsors a little bit.
And we always have several sponsors, and some of them want to be a sponsor for bingo itself. I mean, they just love bingo. They love to come play bingo. So some of our sponsors are just for bingo. But we have Webco, CNS Cabinets, Champion Credit Union, Marty Sohovich, who is with Edward Jones. Those are our regular sponsors for bingo every year. And not only do they sponsor it, but they also buy tickets and come play. And so because of them, we're able to give back almost 100% of our funds to the schools.
Right. And there are other sponsors, and we highlight those during bingo. You'll hear about those
people.
They'll
be on the PowerPoint playing.
Right. We'll get to thank those people. And I just want to personally thank the sponsors for supporting the foundation, who in turn supports the school system in this way. And then we raise some money. So let's talk a little bit about the money that, we normally raise and the kinds of things that we do with those funds through the Haywood County Schools Foundation.
Okay, and this is kind of ties into the reason why we decided to do two bingos. Because we were being so successful with one bingo, we wanted to see if we could double our money to give back to the schools. And in the last 2 years, we have been able to do that. So we use our money for grants, for classroom grants that we fund every fall, scholarships that we fund every spring, and then for needy children fund, and that comes sporadically throughout the year, all throughout the year for different things that schools or individual students need that we can help with. So that's the primarily three things that we use those bingo funds for.
Okay. And I want to thank you for being on.
Oh, thank you.
You mentioned scholarship awards, and we'll come back, folks, in a few weeks and talk about the Partners in Education Scholarship Awards event.
So,
that's not an open event, but
right.
we like to tell people about, all the folks who get awards and how that's sponsored. So we'll come back and do that. And I know there are foundation scholarships that are given on that night as well as
that are funded through bingo.
That are funded through bingo. That's why I said that. So
and let me just mention that if you want to get tickets, we will have tickets here at central office, and you can call 828-456-2400 and reserve your tickets, and then come swing by and pay for them or pay for them at the door. You can always buy tickets at the door. So.
That's right. It starts at 6 and we'll open early, right?
About 4:30.
About 4:30. Okay. As always, thanks everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.